Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me this morning, I have Nirali Desai, Frank Egger, and Shannon Haugland, all here to talk about Radio Adventure Hour. Thank you all for coming in this morning to talk about one of my favorite productions that is back again this fall. So, Radio Adventure Hour. Shannon, you've been around the block a couple times with all the fun things with that are theater and arts related in Sitka. Can you give us a little background for maybe folks that are new into town? Radio Adventure Hour. What is this wonderful production?
Oh, Radio Adventure Hour goes back to the time when Sitka Community Theater was being formed. Of course, there's always been theater in Sitka going back, you know, hundreds of years, I would imagine.
Yeah.
And with this particular production, I was working with Ed Ronco, who was a news reporter here at Raven, and he has a very strong acting background. And we started talking about things to get new actors involved, things that were a little lower impact than a big spring show. So mm-hmm. we definitely had a big spring show. Fall came around, we didn't want to do another big spring show. And so we started talking about radio. We both love radio. I was a volunteer at the time, and Ed Ronco was working here. And we just reached out to a couple playwrights, one playwright in particular down south. And that's kind of how it got started. We asked for some of his work. They were short works that he thought would work well as radio theater, and then we picked a couple classic things. Mm-hmm. We had Room at the Top was one of our first. That's a classic theater piece. And we had a short version of Pride and Prejudice the next year. And then in recent years, working with Satara, who likes to write, and Zeke Blackwell, too, we started introducing original works. And so, and Rebecca Polson is one of our regular writers, Seton Bryant. And so we just decided to do an all-original show. The final piece of the evolution is Satara. We have a theme, and Satara mm-hmm. writes a series of plays that kind of ties them all together. So that's kind of the full evolution over the last 10 years, I would guess.
That's pretty awesome to start from wouldn't it be fun to having all local or at least tied to Sitka writers that can make a theme every year. It's pretty fun opportunity.
And I think part of it, too, is we wanted to use the pack. The pack was brand new, and we were thinking how to present a stage production that was still, you know, you had the comfort of scripts, and then you have the extra element of live sound effects created by a sound effects crew. And Gene has been with the program since the very beginning, creating line, Gene Stolberg.
Yeah, I was going to say, some people might think, okay, radio show, why am I showing up in person if it's a sound-based theater experience? It's that Foley team of every weird thing you can imagine being used as sound effects. That's a really cool thing to watch live.
Right, and you want to see your friends too. Yeah. Like they're taking this huge, brave step of appearing on stage in front of, you know, a couple hundred people, and you're there to support them. And yeah, it's something to see.
Awesome. Well, with Frank and Nirali, this is not your first rodeo with Radio Adventure Hour. You had both been a part of it. Was it last year was first years for you guys?
That's right. Yeah. It's our second rodeo.
Exactly. Second rodeo. And from talking before we came on air, it sounds like Nirali, you were the one interested, and Frank, you were the unwilling initial participant. What brought you to Radio Adventure Hour last year?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think I was newer to town and was pretty devastated, of course, like all of us, about the ways that COVID affected our communities and how it impacted our gathering. And I was so excited to hear about Radio Adventure Hour and the ways that it would allow people to be in the same room working towards something together. And it just felt like a good excuse to gather.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't say I was unwilling. It was that Nirali and I both work on campus, and she was like, "Oh, I'm headed over to Radio Adventure Hour auditions right now at the Rasmussen Building," and I was like, "Oh, I guess I'll come." And then all of a sudden, I was cast as the main villain in a Game of Thronesy play about a stolen phoenix, and that's just kind of what happens when it comes to Radio Adventure Hour.
So. Yeah, that's I gotta say, I've participated in Radio Adventure Hour in previous years, and being villains is so fun. It's a great start. Mm-hmm. And so you went from villain last year. What are you doing this year? What a persona are you taking on?
Well, I'm glad to be reprising a role in a Seton Bryan play, which I was in Seton's play last year, and I'm cast again in one of his plays. And this time, I'm not a villain. I'm the hero, but I'm a classic hard-boiled detective. Clamhead Jack is my name, I think my superpower is literally just that I have a 50-pound clamshell as a head. So I'm not sure what advantage that serves me, but that is my deal.
That's amazing. I'm looking forward to hearing that one at our tech rehearsal tonight. I am in Zatara Paris' 17 Seconds and am Diacot and Alex. This play is about a fan convention for a local superhero that people are just so thrilled to see and ask questions about. And I don't know if I'm the villain, but I'm definitely the contrarian as the Diacot. And it's so fun to play that role with someone else and really learn how to be saying lines together, to be taking the same breath, even when, you know, a few feet apart.
So, yeah, explain this Diacot thing. And so you're paralleling with another actor on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Explain how that works.
Sure. Well, Zatara's really the genius behind this. I don't know if any of us knew what a Diacot was walking into rehearsal on day one, but I work with Beatrice, and I think the idea is that we have two bodies but one mind, and so some of our thoughts come out together, some of them come out separately, and we kind of fall into speaking patterns together and then kind of have lines on our own. And it has been a real journey to make that seamless and not giggle through all of our lines that we kind of flub together, but it's been just really exciting to have a challenge in a short amount of time that needs to be figured out.
Yeah. So, how long has rehearsals been going on? I think the cast call was what, in early October?
Yeah, it's kind of amazing how quickly it comes together. We have probably four or five weekly rehearsals in the lead up to the actual show, and then and those rehearsals are really fun. You get a chance to meet folks from around the community that you might not otherwise have gotten to work with, which has been true for me in this play, getting to work with Andrew Hames and Ari Fitzgibbon, Freddie Charbonneau and Ashia Lane. This week is tech week. So late hours today, tomorrow, and then gearing up for the performance on Friday. Yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah, it's pretty cool to have that fast of a turnaround, to have that cohesion happen. I can only imagine how the first rehearsal went with you, Nirali, and Beatrice, of like, okay, so we're supposed to be the same thinking being. How to get in step with someone to pull that off. That's
totally.
That's a pretty cool process to have.
Absolutely. Yeah, and it's been fun to really be held by Zatara in this process, Zatara and Jack, who are directing the play, and work towards, you know, having that seamless transitions. I think the first rehearsal, we were just saying every line together, and that was hard enough. But it's amazing to see how far we've come.
Excellent. And what an amazing time, too, for, getting people out and gathering together. Mm-hmm. This will be another great opportunity for, as things get a little closer to what we remember as normal, to get out and see friends on stage who, I mean, you guys are now, I guess, you guys are now old hand at this as second time returners. And are there new folks that are joining the stage this year?
It's about a third, I would say.
Oh,
about
excellent.
A third. Well, a quarter to a third when I was looking at individual plays. I didn't get all through them. But, yeah, we have a lot of new actors, new people to town, seasoned actors who are new to town.
Excellent. Yeah, a great amalgamation of folks to make this whole Adventure Hour happen. And the theme this year is superhero. So, Nirali, you were mentioning your piece that you're in is a fan convention for said superhero. Your superhero powers, you have a 50-pound clam head.
Right, beat that.
I don't know if it's
a rough definition of superhero. Super challenge.
Super challenge, yeah. So, Super unique. That is definitely, definitely true. And so the performance is coming up this Friday at the Performing Arts Center, 7 p.m. Where can folks get a hold of tickets?
They can go to fineartscamp.org, the bookstore, and the door. I should give a shout out, our umbrella organization, Greater Sitka Arts Council, and then we have really strong partners in the Sitka Fine Arts Camp and Raven Radio, of course.
We do love radio.
And we will be broadcasting this show later, but you're going to first hear the 2021 show, so don't be thrown off.
Yes, but I was promised a clam head.
So it's 7 o'clock Friday at the Performing Arts Center. It's Veterans Day, and you know, we're going to give a shout-out to our veterans.
Excellent.
The show.
Well, wonderful. Well, thank you all for coming in this morning. So glad to have Radio Adventure Hour back with a superhero theme this year. So fineartscamp.org or Old Harbor Books or The Door.
Or The Door.
For grabbing
all the
tickets.
Above. It's best, you know, it's more convenient if you get it ahead of time.
Yep.
For us, it's more convenient.
Then
for
you can
us.
Just mosey right on in,
exactly.
Settle down in your seats and get ready for
exactly.
Some cool local entertainment. Well, thank you. Break a leg, all of you, for the performance this weekend.
Thank
and
you.
I'm excited to hear the magic you'll be bringing us to.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.